Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School. And Mr. Conway, this is Oren Cross, and I will be one of your three performance adjudicators here today at the Campana Jazz Festival. I look forward to hearing your group. I haven't heard them in a couple of years. Make comments during your performance that I hope will be a benefit. Best of luck.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay, our first chart is Hey Benny.
I think I would know this. I
haven't heard it yet, so I'll look forward to hearing Mike Dennis' composition. Yeah, second chord. Use some balancing, I think. Okay, good walking bass line, bass player. Okay, solo trumpet here. I know your mic, but you're playing into your stand. Get that stand to the side. So you're blowing at us. Okay, nice balance here. Yeah, that's plays for a crescendo. I realize it's not written the accents at 33, etc. Parts that have the and of two, but I'd like to accent it a bit. Yeah, rhythm section, piano in particular, give them more. Drummer, I'd like to hear that hi-hat on 2 and 4, not on 1 and 3. Here you go, now you got it. Got it now, yeah. All right, trombone player, you got a little upset because your stand was in your way, and it kind of threw you off, but always set up stuff in advance, so then you can concentrate on your solo. And second trumpet, you're playing into your stand again. Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Trumpet solos, you have some nice ideas. Sax, I would like you to, Karina, blow harder, get more air through the instrument. You don't necessarily have to be louder, but it'll give you a better tone quality. Just really get that flow of air. Saxes, this is your chance. Blow! This room has a tendency to eat up saxophones. You've been out here and listen. Okay. Again, drummer, when it's your solo, take advantage of it. Huh? You're not mic'd, so you can play louder. Yeah, a lot more in the solo. Nice bass line. notes are accented and separated. Remember the TV accent in jazz. Accented and separated hard. Yeah, what we want to do here is have a two-feel, but in our heads we're still thinking that four. Okay, well tuned there. Trumpets. That little lick is a little awkward at 101, but it's got to be nice and oh, and alto saxes too. Just really nice and clean. Okay, well controlled band, when a group or an individual has a solo, bring it out, be stronger, be more aggressive. Let the world know, hey, this is mine, and go with it. Okay, we're going to have a lead feature here. Karina Hen. Okay, nice Paul Clark ballad. These are always hard because they're a rock ballad. Don't rush that figure, the 16th notes. I know they're 16th notes, but it's a ballad. Let it be lazy, sleepy, romantic. See, there you did. All right, good. Yeah. The solo part, use a little more vibrato. That'll help the instrument stand out from the ensemble. And on long notes, give us an, I want to say volume, but it's really not volume, it's intensity that it goes with the vibrato. Listen to good singers sing ballads. Steal from them. That's the one thing they really do well, good singers. Yeah, there was a little vibrato. Made a world of difference in sound. I need more tenor sax. Trombone on that line. It's an important line through there, 29. Crescendo. Yeah, now, what you have to do leading into 37 is crescendo. Your apex of the crescendo should be at 37, not before. The tendency is to soften because the pitches go down the half beat before 37. The volume must stay up. Yeah, think long horizontal lines here. gimmick. I used to have fun with my band. You might try it. So I'd have them write words to a ballad if it didn't have words. If it had words, we'd use the ones that are there. Have them sing it. And they will sing it much better than they play it. Because they don't have to worry about that technical stuff of what button to push down. Oh, ooh, nice sound. Vibrato nella. Be there and even become bigger and bigger as the note goes on to the end. Hey, nice job, letting me. You did take liberties with it, which I appreciate. You know, how you feel it, depending on whether you're playing with the band and part of the chord structure, or whether you have the independence as a complete solo. But nice job. Good job.
All right, last tune is the Mike Young arrangement of Report Day.
Hear that rhythmic line, rhythm section, Mary Sax, very strong. Personal preference on a Latin piece. You got umpteen people sitting back there saying, I want to play. Get something in their hands and let them play. Certainly clave. Can you give it a shaker? Maracas. Cowbell. Fiber slap. You know, everybody should have something in their hand playing to add the excitement and add that Latin feel. And I want that real strong, straight eight. Yeah, piano can play that basic Latin rhythm louder also. Remember, everybody, a Latin piece has several different rhythmic ideas, and you take each idea, learn it, get it set. It's not complicated usually. Then you start putting them together, and they become more and more complicated, more and more exciting. Also, basically, we have two ideas. We have the dance, which is the rhythmic, and we have the song, which is the lyrical. You put it together and you have Latin music. It's not very complicated, but it sure can be exciting. If you're playing and it doesn't make you want to dance, want to move, then you just don't have your finger on it yet. And I think it's worth lacking that rhythm sound. Come on, Amy, go after it. Good. Come on, you have some good ideas. Really, express them. Be aggressive. Ah, trumpets, come on. First, the band's laying down a nice sound. Gotta be nice and clean. Yeah. Yeah, nice ensemble sound here. Oh, good, keeping the time there. Trombones, you gotta be prepared for that entrance. Rethinking rhythms right along with the drummer. The faster the notes, the cleaner they have to be. Yeah, that's nice. Nice little staccato line, the pickup notes. Good job. A good band have a good basic musical training and instinct. Applying it to jazz, and if we can just get some of those little things to make it even more exciting, it'll pay off. Work on basic concept of solos for everybody, where we offer a variety within a solo. Remember, you can do a lot of things with it. You can do a variety of pitch, a variety of volume, a variety of range, a variety of articulation. Try to get all of those involved to create that interest, that unique situation where your solo is something very, very special. Keep listening to your instructor. You're getting good information. Make it work. And you're home free. Good to hear you again. Look forward to hearing you again in the future. Thanks very much.